Hi, everyone. Here we are for another Miracle League of Michigan podcast. I'm Miracle League of Michigan President Steve Peck, and I'm joined with Youth Miracle League of Michigan Director Rachel Eckerd. How are you, Rachel?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm good. I'm getting excited about the new season. I know you are, too.
I am.
We wanted to go over a few issues for the upcoming weekend, opening day weekend, and you've written down some notes, and let's see if we can answer some questions.
Okay. Well, first I'd like to mention that we're having a uniform pickup day this Thursday. Our uniforms are going to be ready to pick up at the varsity shop tomorrow. I'll get them all ready, and we'll have them Thursday between 6 and 8.
All right, so Thursday is when the parents pick up the uniforms. They come to Miracle League of Michigan Field, or Walmart and Sam's Club Field, as we call it. Between 6 and 8, we'll have your uniforms there. The uniforms consist of the jersey and the hat. Families, you're responsible for white baseball pants, and you can get those at a Walmart or any sporting goods store or the official store of the Miracle League of Michigan, the Varsity Shop in Birmingham. So Thursday night, when you pick them up, we'll check you off the list. If by chance you can't make it on Thursday night, you can come on game day and pick up your uniform there. Right?
Right.
So right?
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
That's an old Ed Sullivan routine. All right. So you can pick up your uniforms on your opening day if you want, but a lot of families want to get them ahead of time. All right, what's next?
Well, speaking of opening day, we're requesting that families come about 20 minutes before the actual start of your child's game. And that helps you to get them acclimated and meet the coach and maybe get a little warm-up in out on the field. And in case you haven't picked up your uniform, that gives us time to distribute those, too.
Great. And partner up with buddies, too.
Oh, yeah.
Opening day, we've got Mojo and the Morning Crew. A lot of the Time Team Detroit group is going to be out volunteering. So we're going to have a full group of buddies on opening day.
Yep, that's a great group. They're a lot of fun, and I'm really glad they're coming out for our opening day.
And then on opening weekend Sunday, we're going to have the Rochester Grangers back again. That's that old-time baseball team. They dress up in the old apparel. Great group of people. They'll be out there on Sunday.
Yeah.
Make sure.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I just wanted to say make sure you invite all your friends and family, too. The more people, the merrier for opening weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just in case we've had an oversight. We'd like to mention that if your child is not on a roster, if you don't see his or her name, please contact me. And the best way to get me is by email. My email address is Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, at michiganmiracle.org.
All right. So if they have a problem with their uniform or their rostering or anything that's related to their team and their youth league, contact Rachel Eckerd, Rachel at michiganmiracle.org.
Okay. Steve, I think you wanted to talk about the competitive league and address them.
Competitive league schedule just went online. You can get your game day schedule on michiganmiracle.org on the schedules page. And we'll have three teams again this year, meaning that every other week will be a bye week for you. That means that day is off. However, we have practices that your coaches will schedule. So coaches are going to come up with a schedule on a weeknight, and they'll provide that to their team. I don't know what it is right now. Each individual coach will have their own schedule. And I highly recommend you show up for these practices. The competitive league was designed by the families. They wanted to play at a higher level. And so we try to run the competitive league just like a youth little league baseball organization. The rules are similar to coach pitch. It can be more dangerous because we use metal baseball bats. So full equipment is necessary for catchers, helmets, you name it. This is the real deal. No buddies come out and help. Kids have to be able to play on their own. So look for the practice schedule. Try to attend. It's real important to improving your child's game.
Okay, well, that's everything that I thought of. Anything else you wanted to mention?
Wow, just so much going on right now. Rostering 400 people, as you very well know, and getting all of this set. And we're out painting foul poles today and speaker poles and just doing a lot of fix-up to the ball field. We're not going to be completely done by opening day. We've got a new Miracle League of Michigan sign on order. So a few more changes to look forward to. But the thing we're really looking forward to is seeing all of the players back again, as well as you families. It's going to be another great season, the seventh season for the Miracle League of Michigan in Southfield. So again, tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, bring them all down. Full concession stand so you don't have to worry about eating, the best food at the best prices. And it supports a great cause, the Miracle League of Michigan. So, Rachel, that's it for now. Again, if you have any questions regarding your team, your schedule, or your uniform, contact Rachel, and you can write her at rachel@michiganmiracle.org. If it's another league issue, you can write me, steve@michiganmiracle.org. Thanks for tuning in. More updates always right here at michiganmiracle.org.